started, Ignaz had children at Scottish Rite Hospital and St. Andrew's School design Christmas trees. And he took six of the best and decided and told the kids that we would bring to life their drawings. And he called me and he gave me three of them. And these drawings, of course, they were children's drawings. And they were very, very minimal in some cases, but one of them was this little boy, this precious little boy who had been at Scottish Rite Hospital because he was born with no right hand. And he'd grown up there and had spent a lot of time at Scottish Rite and loved all the faculty there, and so he designed a tree, and his little, you know, his little drawing indicated, you know, things that you could kind of tell what they were, but he designed a tree that was made out of crutches and wheelchairs and hands, lots and lots and lots of hands, because he didn't have one, so his tree was made out of hands. And I had to take his drawing and turn it into a three-dimensional thing. And that was one of the most unusual challenges I've ever had. Not just that tree. There was another tree that was made entirely out of rocks. And and it was glowing from inside, and it had a big sun behind it. And so I took these drawings and took them to heart and created these trees that were three-dimensional, and of course Ignaz wanted them to revolve, so they all revolved. And but I met this little boy. I met him several times because I had to ask him about his drawing. And I went to, actually went to his home. His parents were lovely, and he had two older brothers that were great guys, and I talked to him about his drawing, and he told me all about what it was, and so, you know, I got the, you know, he briefed me on what this meant, and then I talked to his parents, and he had grown up without a right hand, but he had been in such a loving environment all his life that his mother told me that some of his classmates would pull their hand up inside their sleeve so they looked like him. Anyway, we got, you know, we finished the tree and we got it in the window. It was, and that was hard. I mean, I ordered wheelchairs and tore them apart and crutches and painted them multicolors, and I cast people's hands and then made the positives in translucent resin and colors, and it was the craziest, most colorful thing. Plus, the whole thing was rolling in a circle on a pile of books because he liked to read. And he just kind of threw that in. The last, it's like, yes, I like to read, so there are books down here. I was like, okay, gotcha, you know. But he was something. And I went, we went and installed the tree at Scottish Rite after Christmas. But the rock tree was purchased, and all the trees were for sale, and the rock tree was purchased by this little boy's parents. So even though he had designed the wheelchair tree, the rock tree we went and installed in their home around Easter. And I came in with my crew, and we put it permanently in their den. A tree made out of fake rocks glowing from inside. But the boys were in the kitchen decorating Easter eggs. And here was my little guy, and his little missing hand was covered with all colors of Easter egg dye, because he knew how to like grab it. And I mean, he wasn't the least bit slowed down by his handicap, and it was a joy to see. But that, I just thought that was so funny. And that was a fascinating idea that Ignaz had, because one tree was entirely made out of pencils, and there must have been, you know, 4,000 pencils. And I met that's where I met another artist that had worked on that one, but it was beautifully done. Another one was done entirely out of glasses, you know, drinking glasses. But the other tree that I designed was by this little girl, and it was her in 1,000 different costumes living in the clouds. So that tree was a pile of clouds, and I actually made the dolls that turned into her. And that one was really sweet and very much girly. It was very girly because it's these little girls, you know, sitting in the clouds. And the clouds were held up with ribbon, so, you know, I had ribbon made out of steel, and we powder coated it in candy colors. But once again, you know, I met with these kids, and you know, they were the clients, and I was designing the tree to match their specifications. So it was really fun to work with like an 8-year-old to get, you know, what they were really thinking about this, so I could interpret it as best I could. And but I love stuff like that, and Ignaz knew that. He knew that, you know, I would be the guy, because turns out whenever anything like that came up, for whatever reason, you know, I was the guy they called.